And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Gonna play another one that Joe would like here right now. One of his favorite female vocalists, Ms. Dolores Keane. I'm gonna play a track from her Night Owl CD as soon as we get it ready for you here. This one is called New Deal on Out of the Woods.
Promised us a world so different, no more want and poverty, no more lies and cold indifference, a brand new world for you and me. But their silver tongues and golden voices filled us with their fantasy. Now we're left with the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea. Words were full of hopes and dreams, our ears were full of sympathy, their minds were full of tricks and schemes, a brand new deal for you and me. They'd save our cities from decay, bring us all prosperity, they'd put things right without delay, with a brand new deal for you and me. Their silver tongues and golden voices filled us with their fantasy. Now we're left with the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea. Children would inherit an end to inequality. Endeavor would be paid on merit with a brand new deal for you and me. They said they'd save our lakes and rivers, this ancient land and rolling sea, like a guardian angel who delivers a brand new deal for you and me. Their silver tongues and golden voices fill us with their fantasy. Now we're left the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea. But their silver tongues and golden voices fooled us with their fantasy. Now we're left the same old choices, take the plane and cross the sea.
Was down by the glen side I met an old woman, a plucking young nettles, nor saw I was coming. I listened a while to the song she was humming, glory o, glory o, to the Bothinian. Tis 50 long years since I saw the moon beaming on strong manly forms and on eyes with hope gleaming. I see them again, sure through all my daydreaming. Glory o, glory o, to the Bothinian men. Some died by the glen side, some died with the stranger, and wise men have told us their cause was a failure, but they stood by old Ireland and never feared danger. Glory o, glory o, to the Bothinian men. I passed on my way, God be praised that I met her. Be life long or short, I shall never forget her. We may have great men, but we'll never have better. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the Bolfinian men.
You know, the story is a true story that happened to me, you know, the first trip I took to Ireland, and I was waiting for a boat to go. I was taking a boat over to Scotland from Dunleary, and had about 4 hours to kill, and went into a pub, which is somewhat redundant in Ireland, and there was this drunken tinker in the place, and the bartender was trying to warn me away from him, sort of saying he's crazy, but, you know, I was from New York, so this is, looks like a good way to kill a, and then he kept, you know, putting this old Irish penny in my pint for good luck. And then when you finish that pint, you, you know, fish out the penny and put it in the next one. And, you know, and we were singing songs and solving the problems of the world. And then he had this invisible friend sitting next to him who was part of the conversation. And, you know, the guy, some people might think this guy was crazy. I tend to think now that his invisible friend was indeed sitting there.
You probably already had that from the nanny that you had years ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, a firm belief that, you know, the she or the leprechauns exists. And it was, and when I left, the tinker said, you know, his friend had taken a liking to me, you know, due to my philosophy and what we discussed, and his friend wanted to travel with me. I said, no problem, doesn't take up any room. And I didn't think about it at all until we're in the highlands of Scotland, you know, several days later, and there in the bottom of my pint is another Irish penny, same year, 1928, you know, which the tinker had gone on pontificating about how that was the year William Butler Yeats was in the Irish Senate, and, you know, and so I had two of these pennies, you know, and ever since then, you know, we keep an extra chair here for my friend. So.
Come all you lads and lasses near, a story I will tell to you about a cold, damp night like this, when shelter I was seeking, a traveler passing through. But the barkeep said to guard my coin, to stay away from this tinker. Ah, but that just brought me near to him. For naught had I worth taking, a traveler passing through. Well, he bought me a glass of dark and stout to thank me for my company, and he dropped a penny in the glass. the luck that it would bring to me. A traveler passing through. Well, the poor have but their pennies left. The king his Saxon shilling. The king would never part with his. Though I part with mine most willing. To a traveler passing through. Well, this coin's been haunted by the sheep. It shall bring you joy or bring you. Depending on the works you do. What once was mine now belongs to you. To a traveler passing. Sang my songs and his to me. And we talked of life's brief song to sing. Of visions we'd forsaken. As travelers passing through. And the barkeep said it's time with scorn. Your man here will be your undoing. They will lock you up as sure as you are born. If they hear the song you're singing, a traveler passing through. Well, they can lock me up as best they can. Yet songs can never know those chains. The song is sacred as the wind. We are just the harp that's singing. A traveler passing through. Well, this coin's been haunted by the sheep. Shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the works you do. What once was mine now belongs to you. To a traveler passing through. And later in a Highland pub, with friends around me singing, I chanced to glance into my glass at another penny shining. A traveler passing through. This coin's been haunted by the sheep. Shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the works you do. What once was mine now belongs to you. To a traveler passing through.
Jack Hardy here on Out of the Woods, going back to his landmark album, of course, The Tinker's Coin, one of his best known songs, and one that's actually been mistaken for a traditional song here and there, and it's been covered by a lot of folks too. I have to play that every year when I do my St. Patrick's Day show. I just don't can't get away from it. I have to. And then I discovered the intro from Jack himself, so whenever I play that, I always have to add his intro to it. We also heard from Dermot O'Brien in there, taking it from the 25 Rebel Songs of Ireland collection. We heard Bold Finian Men, and we started you off there, Dolores Keane from the Night Owl CD and New Deal. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkert. We're doing our St. Patrick's thing. No specific theme other than Ireland. Just fun Irish stuff. So that's what we're doing this week. I hope you're enjoying it. We have a lot more to go. We're going to kick into one right now, which is a new release. We've been playing a few tracks from over the last month or so from Alton. Their new one is called The Widening Gyre. And this is a couple jigs and a reel. See if I can pronounce them for you. Sam Rod, Aniar Aded, and the Donegal Jig, or Donegal Jig. I actually got in trouble with a listener once for mispronouncing Donegal. it was an Irish caller, too. But I was, you know, doesn't matter if I'm American. Sorry. But yeah. I'm not very good at that, like I said. Anyway, we're going to play them for you right now. Here's Alton on Out of the Woods. Thank you.
Three Irish bands in America for St. Patrick's Day. They don't come here for the green beer, they come here for the pay. Where their cousins fill these shores from sea to shining sea. And they like to drink and dance and sing in revelry. Now the Irish are prolific and they love to spread their seed. As beautiful as a flower and hardy as a weed. Be it the famine or the troubles, or for them a crown to be free. They said goodbye to Ireland and crossed the mighty sea. Now the Irish bands in America for St. Patrick's Day. They don't come here for the green beer, they come here for the pay. For their cousins fill these shores from sea to shining sea. And they like to drink and dance and sing in revelry. Boston or Chicago or old New York, all across the heartland in every single port, with the heart of a poet and fist as hard as steel, as sturdy as the axle and handy as a wheel. Now the Irish dance in America for St. Patrick's Day. They don't come here for the green beer, they come here for the bay. For their cousins fill these shores from sea to shining sea. We like to drink and dance and sing in revelry. Yes, we like to drink and dance and sing in revelry.
Well, some men take their poison, while other men abstain. I've no dispute for either, for I've often done the same. There's those who have my sympathy, no matter who they are. They're the poor, pathetic creatures drinking water at the bar. Well, a man might take a ribbing if he ordered up some tea. Some men shout for whiskey, though it's not the drink for me. I'll take my pint of ale, me boys, no matter near or far. There's nothing so peculiar as drinking water at the bar. Well, there's those who won't cross the street, them that takes the pains. Some will take fermented fruits, while others hops and grains. From the drunkard to the pious man who never killed a jar. There's nothing so peculiar as drinking water at the bar. Well, I might forgive a man if he perchance had robbed a bank, or a captain who through sheer neglect allowed his ship to sink. I can understand unfortunate men forced to steal a car, but there's simply no excuse for drinking water at the bar. When there's colas and there's sodas from the rafters to the floor, there's coffees and there's cocktails and there's cordials galore. There's drinks of all description, and it strikes me as bizarre. Have they no imagination drinking water at the bar? It's good for washing dishes in and bathing now and then, or for keeping little fishes in. But let us not pretend that unless you set your face on fire with a belching big cigar, you won't be taken kindly drinking water at the bar. Well, there's those who will cross the street, them that takes the pains. Some will take fermented fruits, while others hops and grains. From the drunkard to the pious man who never tilt a jar, there's nothing so peculiar as drinking water at the bar. Now let all good folk upon the earth unite in one decree. It's nothing short of blasphemous, and I'm sure the Pope agrees. No matter how remote you thought your chances were so far, you'll never get to heaven drinking water at the bar. When there's colas and there's sodas from the rafters to the floor, there's coffees and there's cocktails and there's cordials galore. There's drinks of all description, and it strikes me as bizarre. Have they no imagination drinking water at the bar? Well, there's those who will cross the street, them's that takes the pains. Some will take fermented fruits, while others hops and grains. From the drunkard to the pious man who never tilled a jar, there's nothing so peculiar as drinking water at the bar. There's nothing so peculiar as drinking water at the bar.